So the question was asked, what's the connection between Shabbos and Yitzhak Mitzrayim? Although the Ramban doesn't spell it out, I think the Ramban, based on the Ramban in Hilchus Chol HaMoed, where the Ramban writes that Chol HaMoed, or the Ramban in Hilchus Yom Tev, I'm sorry, the Ramban writes that in Yom Tev, we don't do certain work. What work don't we do on Yom Tev? We don't do the work that slaves do. The Ramban wants to discern on Yom Tev, why is it that you don't plow your field, but you are allowed to cook? So the Ramban says, when you divide the tasks of a slave and a master, the works of the field, the works that are mass-produced, plowing, harvesting, threshing, winnowing, where you're working with a mass amount of food, that's done by the laborer, that's done by the slave. The work that's more refined for today's meal, for tomorrow's meal, cooking at home, dealing with the food at home, baking, sifting, all that is done by the master too. You know, the master also bakes his own bread. He doesn't only leave it to the servant. So the Ramban says, in Hilchos Yom Tov, we were prohibited from doing the work of slaves to commemorate that we were slaves in Egypt. The work of the master, so Hashem was more lenient. He let us do that because that's still an indication that we were slaves in Egypt. For whatever reason, Hashem saw fit to prohibit on Shabbos all the works, not only the work that slaves do, but that it would seem on the surface that that's the testing that we do on Shabbos to the fact that we left Egypt, that we don't do the tasks of slaves.
Is that Pesach?